Our top local story, Oak Forest Police are shedding new light on what they call a tragic domestic incident this morning that left several people dead. WBBM's Andy Dane with the update.
Officers were called to a home in the 5500 block of Anne Marie Lane just after 6:30 for reports of a domestic disturbance and gunfire. Two gunshot victims were found in the driveway, a third in the street south of the home. Oak Forest Police say officers pulled those victims into their vehicles and attempted to render aid. All three were later pronounced dead. A fourth person, believed to be the suspect, was found inside the home after it went up in flames following a barricade situation. During that standoff, police say a child was sent out of the home and evacuated to safety. Officials with Oak Forest High School say a homecoming parade has been canceled in light of the incident. That's the story from Oak Forest.
The owner of the building that exploded in the Austin neighborhood on Tuesday is saying more about what may have caused that blast. A statement from Urban Alternatives blames what the company refers to as, quote, improper use of an appliance. People's Gas says there's no reason to believe any of its equipment played a role in that incident. We've also learned that a 29-year-old man died after being injured in an explosion. An investigation is still ongoing.
Climate advocates took to the streets of downtown Chicago to protest what they say is the continued commercial funding of fossil fuel projects worldwide. WBBM's Brandon Eisen with the story.
Dozens of climate activists made their way along downtown sidewalks, stopping in front of Chase Bank HQ and the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
To get banks to stop financing fossil fuel projects and also to get the Federal Reserve to start regulating that area so that there's less climate risk.
Melissa Bryce is a co-founder of 350 Chicago, the local chapter of a grassroots global movement of climate crisis prevention.
So we basically work to stop new fossil fuel infrastructure, no more money in fossil fuels.
The coalition also made a stop in front of the federal building, hoping to gain the ear of the two U.S. senators from Illinois, urging them to push back against proposed fossil fuel projects nationwide. In the loop, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
4 months ago, an Elk Grove woman was killed in a parasailing accident in the Florida Keys. Now the boat captain has been charged with manslaughter.
After an investigation by Florida Fish and Wildlife, prosecutors charged 49-year-old Daniel Gavin Couch with the felony, as well as violating rules for commercial parasailing. They include not having a radio on to know weather conditions on that windy Memorial Day. Attorneys for the family of Supraja Alaparthi allege Couch cut the cord of the parasail before she, her 10-year-old son, and 9-year-old nephew slammed into a bridge. Casey Platt spoke to CBS 2 about how her husband drove their boat over and attempted to rescue the trio.
I think at the end of the day, he's very, very grateful that both children are, you know, hopefully going to be around to tell the story.
Attorneys for the Alaparthi family say it was absolute negligence to put the three hundreds of feet in the air on that windy day. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
The city of Chicago may be facing court fines in a fight over records involving a 2019 accident with a police vehicle.
Activist William Calloway is suing the city of Chicago over what he alleges was an attempt to withhold information about a 2019 incident when a police squad car hit pedestrian Martina Stanley, pinned her under the car, and caused major brain damage. She died earlier this year. Calloway's attorney says after a struggle, the city provided some materials, but not the ones related to how officials handled the original request.
The big issue that we're missing are emails mentioning my client, William Calloway, and the victim from the incident, Martina Stanley. Those were not provided in the other batch of emails that we received, and we continue to still not have them.
A judge gave the city until yesterday to comply. The deadline was not met, and when asked about the case, the city law department replied that the city does not comment on pending litigation. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
A man and a woman were stabbed to death. It happened in the West End Austin neighborhood this morning. Police say it started in a second-floor apartment along West Crystal Street. The man was found inside while the woman was found on the sidewalk. There have been no arrests.
Illinois State Senator Emil Jones III is pleading not guilty to charges of bribery, lying to the FBI in a red light camera probe.
State Senator Emil Jones III is accused of taking a bribe, a $5,000 bribe. The federal government accuses him of taking the money from a red light camera company in exchange for working to kill legislation the company didn't like. Jones has resigned from his leadership role in the Senate, as well as his $11,000 a year position as chair of the Licensed Activities Committee. But Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to see Jones out of the Senate itself. He says Jones should resign his seat, that corruption and abuse have no place in Illinois government. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
A celebration of Ethiopian culture in Humboldt Park this week as Chicago chefs raise money for Tigrayan refugees. 27 chefs from across Chicagoland offered tastings inside the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture. Chef Tigis Reda says the event was about raising money and raising awareness about the civil war in her homeland of Tigray in the northern region of Ethiopia.
Nutrition for women and children. So there is no egg, there is no milk. So we're seeing like malnutrition under the equipment, malnutrition with kids from 0 to 6. So we have a dollar a day where we give them money for egg and milk. We're doing that and then medicine.
A civil war has been going on there since 2020. Reda says 6 million people remain stuck inside Tigray without access to food or medical supplies. The event raised more than $100,000. All the money will go to care for refugees. Next up, Chicago chefs cook for the people of Puerto Rico at World Central Kitchen. That'll be on the Puerto Rican Arts and Culture National Museum there in Humboldt Park on Wednesday.
A pair of former yellow line lawmakers went to the state Supreme Court to try to recover money that they claim is rightly theirs. Their mission failed.
Controller Susana Mendoza takes us through the actions of then-Senators James Claiborne and Mike Noland.
So for those specific years, those legislators voted to not take the pay raise, which we all thought was okay to do. It was the right thing to do. It's not until years later that these guys tried to make it into a constitutional issue, that we had no right to not take our pay raises because it was changing our salary in the middle of a term. Again, a whole bunch of legalese in order to stick it to the taxpayer.
Mendoza says there's nothing wrong with lawmakers accepting what they have coming, just not this way. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, 105.9 WBB.